Okay, you guys, last week I told you it was going to happen, and in fact, it has. I am looking at Chris Colfer. I can't believe it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very sweet.
I know. I'm a ridiculous fan, like practically a stalker fan. I will not recover ever from Defying Gravity.
Oh,
never. It was a brilliant moment, and that character has had so many brilliant moments. Now, you would think Jeanette is lucky enough to get Chris Colfer. They must be talking about Glee, but if so, you haven't been reading, because you do so much. You have a new book and a new movie, Struck by Lightning. Mm-hmm. I've read it, and I've watched it, and they're great.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
thank
it's you. Weird, because I'm 59.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, good. Good.
So, and, you know, you think young adult, and you think, you know, oh, I'm going to watch it, because I was over the moon to meet you. And I thought, well, I'll watch it. It is not something where you need to be young.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much. I think that was the goal. Thank you.
We've all lived it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I remember it, and there was so much to identify with. Can we start by letting people know a little bit what it's about?
Struck by Lightning is the story of a young man named Carson Phillips, who is a senior in high school, and he is the editor of his school newspaper, and it is very underappreciated for his overachieving efforts at his school. He's very, very blunt and honest and wears his disgust on his sleeve, and he is bullied and picked on, but he just doesn't care because he has bigger things in the picture. He has a whole life outside of high school that he's planned, but tragically he's killed by a bolt of lightning before he graduates. So the film kind of follows that story and goes kind of back and forth between his death and his life and the funeral and his sarcastic narrations from beyond the grave. And the book is the journal that he kept for the last few months of his life.
Ah, that's why, because I read the book first, and the opening of the movie, I went,
oh, yes.
Because that's why I actually think that they're really good done together. I did them one right after another, but they're similar enough and yet different enough, so each one brings you something else.
Good.
The film, it's entered, and you star in it as well.
Yes, I do, yes.
And you wrote it,
mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. It's very thought-provoking.
Oh, good.
Like one of the, what I read this actually, that life is what happens while you're planning your future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big theme in this,
yes.
In this book. Let's go back. How did this start? When did you start writing this book? Did you write the screenplay first, mm-hmm. and then the book? How did it all happen?
I did things the exact opposite of how they're supposed to be done. I wrote the screenplay first, filmed the movie, and then wrote the book. But I started the screenplay in high school, never thinking it was going to be something that I was actually going to pursue, but just as a way to vent my frustrations in high school and vent about the people that I had to deal with and the lack of tolerance and acceptance and how I was underappreciated. And form this character as someone who I really wish I had been in high school, who could vocalize his frustrations and not hide behind a fear of not being accepted even more. I found success with Glee and then decided that this is something that I really felt passionate about and thought that it had a lot of great morals and lessons that I have to say, I never write about lessons that I've learned. I only write about lessons that I feel like I'm learning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, because I mean, I'm 22 years old. I have no right to be saying half the stuff that I say in this book, but it's something that I'm learning. It's not something that I'm trying to preach about.
Well, it doesn't come across at all preachy. Not
That's
at
great.
All.
Great.
But it draws you in more than I expected it to, honestly, as I said, because of my age. I'm 85.
good.
It's okay. You're 12, but it's good.
It's actually
great. Now, one of the things, a character I love is Mallory.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where did you find her?
Well, she's based on a friend that I had in high school. She's my best bud in high school. And then we found Rebel Wilson to play her in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But it was the miracle of the movie, I think, was casting Rebel Wilson, because we were having such a hard time finding someone to play that character. With no due respect to all the actresses that auditioned, because they had brilliant auditions. It just wasn't. It was the physicality plus the emotional part that we needed for her. So it was very, very, very specific. Rebel came in and she was perfect, and we cast her the night before she started filming.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just so standout. So did you produce as well?
I did.
Remember.
Yes, I executive produced.
as well. This is amazing, and I'm sure you've heard this one too. You're just tired of it, but your age, it is phenomenal to me what you have accomplished. The character Carson, he knew since he was, I think it was 8 years old or 10 years old, he knew what he wanted to do, and he wanted to, well, you can say what he wanted to do.
Oh, he wanted to be the editor of The New Yorker and the youngest freelance journalist to be published in The New York Times, the LA Times, and the Chicago Tribune.
It was, that was the line. So, yeah, so charming, and what so many of us, you know, end up wanting to do. But I wonder about you. Did you know what you wanted right from the beginning?
Or? Since I was an embryo, absolutely. Since I remember specifically being two or three and being obsessed with movies and television and wanting desperately to get on the other side. And that's how it all started. But yes, I've known forever.
So in your passion scale, what came first, or what breathe is the loudest, the writing or the acting?
It all came at once, because it was all pretend for me. And as a kid, I loved playing pretend. I loved playing pretend with my friends and with my action figures, my toys. So it was all the same for me.
And did you, this is probably a stupid question, but did you know you had that voice, or did you have to discover you had that voice?
I had to disguise it. I had to hide it.
Why?
Because it was not useful. I remember being so frustrated in high school in choir because I was put with the tenors and had to sing like, rather than like all the fun stuff. but no, it was always something that I was always ashamed of. It was never something that I thought could get me a career, and only until recently did I think, oh, I could maybe do an album or something. Never had it cross my mind before Glee.
Wow, that is amazing to me. So you, that shocks me, because I get chills when I hear you sing. And
well,
I read something that you said, and I will go back to my interview here in a minute, but I'm really so enamored with talking to you. But when you're singing the songs and you're getting behind it, that you said something like you can't imagine yourself just doing a music album because it's the acting that drives you.
Right. For me, I feel like singing is the best tool for an actor to get the emotion across. And my favorite thing to do, one of my favorite things to do in life is be able to get up on that stage and perform one of those emotional numbers. Because I just feel like it just connects the audience, whoever's watching, right to that moment and that character. I just feel like there's, like, singing is kind of like a gateway into the soul. Like, you know, like in Gypsy or Dreamgirls, when Effie hits that final high note, you know, you can just uh-huh. feel what she's feeling. And I love that. And that's my favorite part about singing. So I don't know if I could ever, if I could ever be like a pop star or aspiring pop star, because I think all my music videos would be very complex and would have like...
You'd be a gigantic hit. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
Do anything.
Thank you. I would have to do like little mini movies for every song. Great little characters.
It would be genius. I'm speaking with Chris Colfer. The movie is called Struck by Lightning, and the book is called Struck by Lightning. They are just out and really just brilliant. I love what you're doing. I think you're great. In the book, one of the other things that comes across is there's a leveling of the field with all of the popular kids as you get them to write with you. I think that was something that was very empowering. And I wonder how I keep going back and forth to you in high school, as much like I now think we're friends and that I know all about you,
which is really a sad
reality. But you were also the president of the Writers Club when you were in high school.
I was, yes. There are very, very few autobiographical elements, but that is one that was true. I was president of the Writers Club.
But you had a very different experience.
Yes, because I didn't blackmail my peers into joining my literary magazine. I couldn't do that. I wasn't brave enough. But the homecoming bit about their float being the suckiest float, and it, you know, the crowd going dead when their gross float goes across the field, that's all true.
Really?
And all the angst. I think all the angst is mine. Uh-huh. All characters' angst are things that I felt at one point.
Well, that may be why the book has such a feeling of authenticity, because if you were tormented at all, and most of us, well, half of us were. I think half of us were tormented and the other half were the tormentees. And I think at the end, everybody feels equally bad for the whole experience. Mm. But when you're right in the middle of it, was high school a torment for you?
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Yeah, I mean, I was a lot of people know that I was bullied every single day. By people I didn't even know, and even by students and teachers, like there was just it was like a free for all for someone like me.
I had I got it from the teachers. I was enormous. I weighed 200 when I was 12.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't have parents and stuff, so I was a real weird kid.
Oh, no.
And that's probably one of the reasons why this book and this movie, Struck by Lightning, by Chris Colfer. I really recommend it. I think it's wonderful for any age. It gets you thinking about your own past and what choices you made and how they affected you. And I think if you're young, it gets you thinking about your future and what you can do with it, which is beautiful. One of the moments in the film and in the book, Mallory says this, that it doesn't matter if you're stuck in the past or trying to forget the past. What matters is what you do in the present.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's a theme that has helped you get through your own life.
Yes, I think so. And I think that's something that, like I said, I'm trying to grasp every day. And I know it's something like for someone like me who is constantly overwhelmed and constantly, you know, going onward and on, everything is about what's next. You know, my career, my profession is, it's always about what's next.
Yeah.
How are you going to top yourself? So that's something that I think I'm trying to learn still.
It's to be even knowing that you should learn it at your age. Seriously, this was something that just hit me a couple of months ago at a tea party, not the tea party, a tea party, where we were drinking tea. And I was saying at 59, and I'm very happy. I don't know why you need to know about me. It's your interview. But I'm very happy with what I'm doing. But what I missed, my whole life was about the reach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird to get someplace you want to be if you were focused on the reach.
Right.
And
right.
I didn't think about it until this year. You're 22.
Oh, yeah.
And you're thinking about it now, which is there are just people that come along that are they're in different places. And I think you are one. And that's probably why you got tormented.
Thanks.
Another thing in the book, because we are talking.
I love that you did so much homework. It made me feel so authentic.
Well, you are. And I think, well, you're one of Time's 2011 most interesting people or whatever it was called of the year.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And to achieve that at that age. But you are.
Well, thank you.
And there's a difference. I know you are not Kurt Hummel.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for saying that.
But that's why it is so interesting to be able to see you branch off, to see how different the character of Carson is from the character of Kurt.
Oh, thank you.
Because Kurt is much more malleable, it seems.
Mm-hmm, very.
And Carson has some, how do I say it delicately?
No, yeah. how do you describe him? I
want to
say balls too. Yeah, right. He got some grit.
In the book, when Carson Phillips, he's getting to know the kids and he's blackmailing them and they open up. But Carson says something about how the hardest thing to face was his own vulnerability.
Mm-hmm, right.
I wonder, can you talk a little about that in your own life?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say for me and for Carson, I think the hardest thing to do is kind of admit you're human in a way and show your weaknesses. And I know I can't stand when people know I've been taking a nap. Like, I don't know, there's something about, like, if someone catches me sleeping, like, if I go to sleep in my trailer or something on set, I freak out. Like, I hate people, like, oh, my God, they know I was asleep. They can't know that I was asleep. They can't know that I'm not a robot. Oh, damn. I think, you know, embracing your weaknesses along with your strengths is very, very, very helpful when you're growing up.
I think it's the only way to do it because those weaknesses, here, let me crush you, they never go away.
No,
it doesn't matter how old you get.
Sometimes they just multiply.
Uh-huh. But they're also what life is all about,
right.
Is to have those weaknesses. Another great scene in the movie, and the movie is Struck by Lightning. You can see the movie and you can read the book. And I did both. And it didn't even feel repetitive, even though it's very true to the book.
Oh, good.
Which
right.
is weird, but...
mission accomplished.
Yeah, you really did a great job with these. Struck by Lightning. Carson stands up to the faculty in a student council meeting, and afterwards, when the kids are then yelling at him, he goes, "I was fighting for you."
Mm-hmm.
And that was another great moment, because I think we live in a culture where it's say nothing.
Yeah.
So can you talk about why you feel, and you so clearly do in your real life as well, to stand up and say the truth? Can you say why what that does?
Well, I saying nothing never got anyone anywhere. And I think it's the people who are brave enough to kind of speak for people on their behalf, even if it's against their will, that really shake up the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's trying to say.
I think that it was a great moment. That's what I mean. This whole film and the whole book is filled with these moments that you want to stop for a minute. You want to stop your
and
reading.
Reflect.
You can't. Yeah, you can't stop the movie because I don't know how to work the clicker. but you can. You're going to be at the theater, and that's where you're going to just watch for local listings to find it. Struck by Lightning. It's a beautiful. It's easy to read, but it sticks with you. You know, in ways. Also, the kid that played the little you, wasn't he the same kid that played the
he
little
was,
you?
He was, yes, Adam Colkin. Yeah, he played a little Kurt, And then when we were doing the movie, I was like, oh, we have to have him because he looks just like me.
I was going to say, did they even look at anyone else? Because he's so perfect.
Well, originally, it was so funny because originally the part was for Carson when he was like 6. And I thought, oh, just call Adam. And, you know, he'd be great for it. Little did I know that he was going to grow like 2 feet and he came to set and he was taller than me. And I was like, pretty soon I'm going to be playing the younger
oh,
you.
That's so funny.
Right. So we cut the part of young Carson in half. So we had a little guy and then Adam and me. And it just kind of all three of us look great.
It's fantastic. The whole thing, it's very, very well done. Were you very ambitious the way, because that's what drives Carson throughout. It's like the gift of ambition.
Mm-hmm,
have you ever met anyone that doesn't have any?
Oh, every day. Absolutely.
Is there anything more frightening?
It drives me nuts. I can't. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean you don't know what you want to do? You've had so much time to think about it. It's your life. You don't know what you want to do? What do you mean?
I read something you saying to somebody somewhere that your bucket list is humongous.
Oh,
somebody was saying that about you. Are you going to wear out too soon?
Oh, probably. Yeah. At this rate.
Well, I think you've got so much time left.
Oh, thanks.
You are this. I just want to say this, just as stunning in real life as you are on camera, because the camera loves you. The fashion thing that Kurt has, is that you or is that all character?
Oh, it's all character. It's all character. And I remember the first time I'd ever wore skinny jeans in my life was in the fitting for the Glee pilot.
That's amazing.
Such an education, fashion, and you know, who knew a pink poncho was acceptable? I mean, I didn't. Sometimes I'd be in the fitting and be like, if he wears this to school, he deserves all the humiliation that he's getting. but
that's hysterical.
That's not. Yeah, the fashion's never been my thing.
Well, you wear it so well because what one wears affects your personality. You know,
I agree.
I used to be a comic. If you wore the wrong outfit, you'd ruin your whole set because you weren't inhabiting yourself.
Right.
Well, you do it incredibly well. I had to get a manicure because it was you. I did because I thought, well, he always looks so great, and you know.
Oh, gosh.
And no, it's Thanksgiving week. I would let myself go to the dogs, but I really did.
It's so funny. People always wear like their finest like designer clothes, and I'm like, oh, I can't even pronounce that name. I don't know. And they would say we dress up for you. I'm like, oh, thank you. That's great.
Well, that whole character, what do you call it, arc that's now happening with you and Sarah Jessica.
Yeah.
You know her name. I was mispronouncing it, but that's a fantastic direction.
Oh, thank you. I love that story. I love her, and I love where it's going.
And you're great together, and you inhabit those clothes beautiful. Of course, I'm talking to Chris Colfer. The book is Struck by Lightning. The movie is Struck by Lightning. It is a real eye-opener, and I think you would love it. Do I have anything last? I'm running out of time, and I don't want to run. Oh, hey, this is an interesting one, especially with your age. Do you feel an extra pressure to be a role model instead of just being an actor and a writer? Because that's what seems to be happening to you.
Yeah, no, I honestly, no. I feel like I became a role model by being an actor, and I never wanted to be a role model. It just kind of came with the job, and I feel a pressure to be a role model in the public eye and like in interviews when I'm presenting myself. But it's never something I think about when I'm like taking on a new role or doing a new project. And I mean, there's a lot of like insults I make in this book that are not very nice, that are not my opinions. But I mean, but they're characters. They were part of the work, part of the craft.
Right.
So I never prevent myself from doing anything for that or in fear of that.
Is a Broadway musical in your future?
Oh God, I hope so. Yes.
Well, how could it not be?
I would love. Yes, absolutely.
It's on my bucket list. It's got to be there as soon as you have time, because I imagine your time is as tight as can be.
I hope so. I got something in the works, but it's going to take some clearances.
Are you writing anything more?
Yes, many things. Yeah.
So we can watch, and I would recommend that you watch anything that Chris Colfer is in. I would recommend that you buy any book or project that he is attached to.
Thank you.
I could not find anything. I went all over the internet. There's nothing about you that's not great.
Oh, well,
everything you do
God
is great.
Bless.
Struck by Lightning is the book. Struck by Lightning is the movie. I think you'll really enjoy them both. Chris Colfer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye. Oh, we're going to be right back.